B-Pod Studios.
You know what day it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Ah, good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday?
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's 5:40. Mainly sunny today and a high of 77 degrees.
Yeah.
Harvey is so famous. He needs one name.
He's like Madonna.
He's like the Madonna of weather people.
Harvey.
Harvey says perfect day.
Yeah.
Today. This is it. And I can't
anything
disagree.
Goes wrong today with my life, I'm calling Harvey.
Call Harvey.
And saying, you know what, sir?
Yeah.
It's not a perfect day.
Well, it's just weather related. the rest, you're on your own.
Oh, okay.
I did not have the perfect sandwich.
Yeah, I know. My hamburger was medium
been better. Man, I had a lousy steak last night.
Did you cook it?
Yes.
Well done, sir.
I hope not.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Yeah, no. What'd you do to it?
It was well done. Too well done.
Oh, boy.
Gave it too much time on the grill.
Yep.
Yeah. It was one of those, it's worth the extra $5 to get a better steak. Am I right?
Yeah, I guess. Yes. You know I mean, I like my steak like in fajitas and stuff. I don't like eat a steak like
a
big hunk
of meat. It was a sirloin.
It
was like,
what do you get? Like a ribeye?
A sirloin. Strip.
No, but what would you prefer? But like, what's more expensive?
Just a thicker strip steak?
A thicker strip steak. Yeah.
Okay.
That would have been nice. It was my fault.
I don't know much about
it. I was a bachelor last night. And I thought,
where are you?
I'm having bachelor dinner.
Mm.
Yeah, steak on the grill, little spinach and mushroom.
Wow, that's like, I would like to be a bachelor. That sounds lovely.
I'll show you a picture. It was just too well done.
Oh, wow.
But when it comes to steak, I mean, you know, I have high expectations.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, fancy
pants. No, well, no.
I have very low expectations when you're not, to anything.
Then you should have a perfect day.
I should. Lower your expectations.
Lower those down. All right, a few clouds tonight, down to 55. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms developing, and high of 73. I'll take that nice cooler weather. Yesterday, we had more players all stuck on one with our song scramble number 17. This is the toughest yet. I'm not just hyping it. It's the toughest yet.
It is.
Yeah. It was so tough that we had the same player at 4 and 5. Carolyn was the only one who wanted to try it.
Really?
You know, she's going to just keep trying.
I hope you're keeping track because they're eliminating a lot of songs.
Yeah, I know. That's true. Yeah.
It's a tough one. So we'll debut that because it is getting kind of serious. So we'll maybe give you a little taste of that coming up. All right?
Okay.
That'll be next. Okay. It's 5:43. What's your current temperature?
Mine, 61.
That's mine, too. Good.
Good. We're in agreement.
we
finally.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More 80s. More variety.
A 5-year-old girl is safe after she was carried out to sea on a raft from a beach in Swampscott. The girl drifted more than 300 yards off the shore from Preston Beach yesterday before she was rescued. Do you have something to say,
Bob? Yeah, yeah. That 5-year-old girl in Swampscott.
Oh, nightmare.
300 yards out. But what a good girl. She stayed on the boat.
Raft. Wouldn't you?
Well, some kids might panic. You never know.
No, she was. It was this. It looked like a little hot dog roll. The only way I could describe it. So she was like right in the middle, like the hot dog would be.
Could you imagine?
No, I can't. I can't imagine
watching
my daughter drift out to sea.
Drift out to sea.
That story freaked me out last
night.
Right?
No, it did. So the guy stays with you.
Yeah, that was pools. Pools for me.
We'll get into why she was drifting out to sea.
She drifts toward the little poolside bar. That's how I'm like, Lucy, get me a drink.
This is going to Nahant. Nice beach.
Right, exactly.
I'll be back. All righty.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, brought to you by Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs. Yeah, try them. They're awesome. Up to 13 grams of protein from meat, cheese, and nuts. And with convenient on-the-go packaging, P3 is there for your commute or whenever you need a boost of energy like LBF yesterday.
Right now, I just yawned.
In her home gym.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you yawned.
I worked out yesterday, so I'm beat.
A little tired. You need a P3 pack.
I do.
Okay, there you go. What's cool?
Well, move over to Trikini because... There's a better bathing suit on the horizon.
Is there?
Yes, there is. Okay. And I believe, Bob,
yeah.
that
no, you, don't.
You would rock it.
No, you don't.
Wow.
No, you don't. I want to see your husband rock it first.
Okay.
Yeah, he goes first.
Yeah.
All right,
Bob's
Ryan.
Playing the pool boy.
Yeah.
All right.
No, no.
I've got a classic show that the stars are getting back together for a new show.
Okay.
Classic show reunion. I think you might like it.
I'm going to do a you pick, guys. I'll let you pick because I'm torn. Would you like to hear about the most expensive PB&J sandwich ever or the running nun? The nun who runs.
Kind of intrigued by the PB&J sandwich.
I'm kind of in for a sandwich.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. I'll tell you about the most expensive PB&J. Okay, I'll be out.
Just in time, right before Labor Day.
Yeah.
The new bathing suit that's sweeping the nation. All your pool boys should wear it.
Oh, God.
I think he should. I think he should.
It's called the Brokini, and it's a bikini for men. It's not a two-piece, so it's a little bit of a misnomer, but it's got a single strap that goes over one shoulder, and then it's a little skimpier. It's a little skimpier than the Andre the Giant's wrestling.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's like a Borat.
It's, style.
It's Borat, right?
But with one. It's one.
It's one strap. Who needs
And then you have fun patterns. There's the pineapple.
The what?
Pineapple.
Get it? Not a pineapple, but a pineapple. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then the bromingo, which is the flamingo.
I'd go for that one.
What makes it the bromingo? Is it pink?
It's pink. It's got
that
flamingos
on it.
Yeah. But it's for bros.
Of course
okay?
it is. Yeah. No
so
bros
just go to brokinis.com. And you know what? Each suit costs $40.
If this thing ever takes off.
I would love it. I would seriously love it if
As a laugh. Isn't it a laugh?
I don't know. It's fun. Yeah, it's good looking.
Wow. The Brokini.
It's for all the pool boys.
Could you do us a flavor?
Yeah, sure.
With your Brokini. Could you put that up on our Facebook
sure
page?
Sure will.
The ROR Morning Show Facebook page.
Yep. It kind of looks like an updated caveman look.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
The one we didn't need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, speaking of cavemen, remember the show Home Improvement?
Sure.
You know, Tim and Al, they had a great time. Here's a little reminder of their witty repartee.
Funny.
Before we say goodbye, Al's got a little project he'd like to talk about.
That's right, Tim. I've recently bought land up near Houghton Lake. I'm building my own log cabin.
Oh, yeah. Log cabin, A man, a log, and his tools.
Remember that?
I do.
Good stuff. I loved that show.
Nice.
Well, Tim Allen and Richard Karn are getting back together for a show on history.
Huh.
It's an unscripted series called Assembly Required. 10 episodes have been ordered, and it's kind of a competition show. They'll be hosting and, you know, running this thing, and people will be on it to kind of redo items instead of throwing them out, you know. Reusing, you know, make this table into something else.
Yeah.
Repurposing
old things instead of throwing things out and just build. You know,
no, they're good. Tim Allen's great. He's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
here
I'm looking
forward
to that.
You asked for it. You got it. The $350 peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Mm.
So this is nuts. A restaurant is called PB and J in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nutty. Let me know when that gets. Wow. Okay, a restaurant in Chicago is called PB&J, which stands for Pizza, Beer, and Jukebox.
Oh.
Aha! Well, they decided to live up to the name, adding a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to its menu. So it costs $350. Here's what you get. The bread has edible gold baked in it.
Okay.
It uses an expensive, all-natural peanut butter.
Come on, okay. Like Teddy?
Just mix it up. Honey imported from New Zealand, and a red currant jam from France.
So it's got jam, not
jelly. Come on, you can get that stuff at Ocean State.
It's hand-seeded using goose quills. The rest, okay. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's gold bread, exotic honey, and red currant jam.
I would spend $350. Unless,
I don't think
I
anybody
to come
has
like
yet.
A,
it's just on the menu.
It's silly.
They also sell a regular PB&J. Made of Wonder Bread with regular peanut butter and grape jelly for $5.
$5?
That's still a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're at a restaurant.
Yeah.
You expect to pay a little upcharge.
Yeah.
PB&J.
$2.50. tops. Wonder Bread. Come on.
You want the crust on?
No.
That's going to cost you more.
Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 627. Harvey, you know Harvey. He's calling for the most perfect day today.
Yeah.
Sunny and 77. He won't be wrong. Not a cloud in the sky. All right?
Yeah, it's beautiful already.
Gorgeous. Down to 55 tonight. Open the windows. Now tomorrow, showers early, then scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day, a high 73. Speaking of scattered thunderstorms, this is a great story. Was it in Marion? This took
Marion,
place?
Massachusetts, right by the water.
Mm-hmm.
Denise and Aaron were finally getting married. You know, they had to postpone everything because
COVID.
It's just been it's been quite a year. And this is what Aaron started his vows, and this is what happened.
Did anybody scatter? That's the question.
I don't know.
Here
not in
is.
The video.
All right, here it is.
Let's face it. 2020 has not been the best year.
What?
That is a bolt of lightning and the thunder that followed it immediately that you could see from
wow,
like the video. It's just, it was like, it was the exclamation point on the statement. 2020 has
that
not been the greatest
awesome.
Year.
Amazing.
Awesome.
Amazing timing.
I know.
Wow. Upstairs.
Yeah. You know, a couple things. One, friends of mine, years ago, went to a fireworks, whatever, July 4th with them.
Oh, I remember
that. And she was so cute. She says, big firework, big explosion. And she goes, that was my husband's mind when he met me.
Oh.
Right, honey? Yeah, yes, dear.
Really?
You bet.
So you hang around with people with cheesy lines, too.
Yeah,
well,
morning friend.
Yeah. Hey, I thought it was pretty clever myself. There's my head.
Oh, God.
The other thing, with that lightning, correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, I will.
Or maybe Harvey can, going back to Harvey. But don't they say the time between the thunder and the lightning tells you how close it is.
It was close.
Right?
You can see
that's
it right
crazy.
On top of them.
It was like right, you could see the lightning like right behind the hoopa.
So what comes first? You call it a hoopa. What comes first? The thunder or the lightning?
The lightning.
All right, so see how close they are.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's face it, 2020 has not been the best year.
That's
the thunder. You have to see the lightning.
Right.
So that doesn't work on the radio.
It doesn't work.
Hard to do with audio.
Yeah, that doesn't work on the radio.
But that was a bold. It was simultaneous, is what I'm saying.
It was like about 2 seconds.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Right on top of
it. So if you hear thunder and it takes five seconds.
I wouldn't have stayed outside.
I would have
scattered.
Yep.
Scattered. Anywho, that's funny. I would say, honey, that was my mind when I met
good
you.
Good luck.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no.
Good luck, you crazy kids.
Yeah, good luck with that.
That was my mind when you tell your dad jokes.
No. It's
just
not.
Explodes.
Yeah, okay, fine.
And then people scatter.
Tell me. They scatter. Let's hope not, everyone. What's in the dirty laundry?
Well.
Okay.
Dancing with the Stars. We've got all the rumors. Who's going to be... shuffling off to Buffalo.
We'll see. That's where they should do it without Tom Bergeron.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, it's a good day to get some laundry done. LBF.
Isn't it? Big birthdays today. A couple of bad behavior by Justin Bieber. Not surprising, but first let's talk about the rumors. The rumors of Dancing with the Stars. Now, I'm bereft because Tom Bergeron is not going to be co-hosting. And I know I like some Tyra Banks. I do, but I really enjoy him.
Tom was such a classy guy.
Yeah,
right?
And he was, you know, He was nice and funny. Warm. Yeah, he was perfect. I don't understand. But whatever.
Hope he's not looking for a job.
I hope. Well, I mean.
I mean, you know, he's done radio before.
Right, exactly.
He's probably good in L.A., right?
Right, he's perfect. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
I'm going to be slumming around here.
He's in Connecticut?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He used to fly home on the weekends.
Yeah.
Closer.
He probably, you know what? He could do TV.
Yeah, he's
right.
Leave that to him. Okay, so a couple of the people who are rumored to be participants in Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
Carole Baskin.
Carole
from Tiger King.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that would be just, I would tune in for that.
You just wonder, you know, do you root for her or against her?
Hey, oh, you cool cats and kittens.
Against, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I think probably against. I mean,
yeah, you can't
the whole crew of those Tiger King people are terrible people. Anne Hesh, Ellen's old girlfriend.
Anne Hesh, that's right.
Hesh.
I think it's Hesh.
Is it Hesh?
Yeah, it's Hesh.
It should be Hesh.
How the Hesh do we know?
Charlie Sheen.
No way.
Christy Brinkley, because she got hurt last
Charlie
year.
Charlie Sheen?
Maybe. Just a rumor.
He'll drink some of that tiger blood.
Right. Exactly. Imagine that.
Right?
They really wanted Dr. Anthony Fauci, but he's busy. So those are some of the top names on the
Anthony, Dr. Fauci?
Yeah.
He seems busy.
Yeah, he also just had throat surgery, so.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
That explains the raspiness.
Yeah, so hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sexy Demi Moore raspiness of Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Not so much.
I liked it.
You
it's
did?
Nice. Right. Yeah, why not?
All right.
Yeah, I like it.
Glad you like it. Wear your mask. Shut up.
Hey. Speaking of masks and maskless, the Biebers hosted an illegal maskless birthday party in L.A.
The Biebers?
Yes.
As in Justin Bieber?
Yeah, and his lovely wife. Mm. What's her name again?
Haley.
Is she a Baldwin? Right. She's a Baldwin, girl,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Tons of guests, including the Kendall and Kylie Jenner, and it was a birthday party for the singer Justin Skye. L.A. County bans gatherings with people from different households, so they're in violation.
I bet they weren't wearing their masks.
No, they weren't wearing their masks.
I bet they weren't.
All right. Finally, I want to talk about a birthday.
Yeah.
I want to cut a couple of birthdays. First of all, Pee Wee Herman is 68.
Pee Wee?
Oh, my God.
He's not 68? Going to the movies.
Come
Paul
on.
Rubens.
Come on.
68.
He had a bad day.
Had a bad day.
He's 68.
Yeah.
Come on.
That was a great movie.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
So good.
Classic. And this guy.
Madge sent you.
This guy.
Kevin! Guys, I'm eating junk and watching rubbish. Yeah. You better come out and stop me.
I made my family disappear.
Macaulay Culkin. 40.
Okay.
Feeling old, everybody?
Wow,
feeling
God.
Old?
40?
40.
Macaulay Culkin is 40.
40. Let that sink in. Melissa McCarthy's 52, and I just 50 also.
50,
Yeah, 50.
50. 50.
And I just love her. So happy birthday to her. Plus, she's a Falcone.
She married a guy named Falcone.
Yeah. We're smart like that.
I would say nobody is more committed to a role than Melissa McCarthy.
Nope. She
gets
into it.
She doesn't care how she looks.
She loves it.
She goes out of her way to look bad.
Yep.
But she's great.
Me too, Melissa. That's what the Falcones have in common.
Those Falcones, they're all in. They don't care how they look.
Who cares?
I mean, just look at her.
Yeah. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. That was Steve Winwood, of course. Valerie, one of his best. I think it's from the album Ark of a Diver.
Wow, look at you.
Everybody had it.
You're a Google machine.
No, I recall it. I'm pretty sure it was Ark of a Diver. I don't know why.
Does that trivia work with the ladies?
Used to.
Really?
Come on now.
Oh, my God. Jeez, Bob, tell me what album Steve Winwood's Valerie's from.
Well, wow. I'm glad you asked. This Ark of a Diver.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah, I'll have another drink.
Yeah, I thought you would. Knowing you as well as I do, pretty sure you'd have another. Okay.
Anyway,
how about this new app? It's called 20 Dating. 20 Dating. What's that, Bob? Good. Well, it just launched specifically for people looking to date someone at least 20 years older or younger than you. You can go either way.
Nice.
It only shows matches with at least two decades of separation.
Wow.
So anyone else doesn't show up. Otherwise, it's an absolute free-for-all. You don't have to even like each other before it lets you chat. You can contact anyone you want as long as they're outside that 20-year range. So far, no surprise.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of its members are...
Men.
Yay!
Over 50, right?
I'm pretty sure.
40.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
I think men are, you know... Listen, for me personally,
yeah,
why not?
Okay.
I mean, if you're young and you want some older guy who has just like way more money and knowledge than your fellow 20-somethings, go for it.
Okay.
And if you're an older... If you are a vintage woman,
vintage,
then you want to get some, you know, if you're vinyl careful. And you want to get a download.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want, yeah, if you're vinyl and you want to get a download, that's good, too.
Okay. Well, I would tell you.
I mean, okay. A 28-year-old
hey, what's fair
guy?
Is fair.
Right.
So, famous couples with big age gaps. I've got 10.
Okay.
Right here.
Yeah.
So, let's play a game. If anybody wants to play... age gaps.
We're going
to
play. Gaps.
Let's see if you can guess within a certain age range how wide their gap is.
Guess the gap.
Guess the gap. I like
guess
it.
Guess the gap.
Cinch it, Brian. All right. Guess the gap. So if you want to play guess the gap.
I'm uncomfortable.
Okay. No yeah. visuals needed there. If you want to guess the age gap, we'll call it that.
Yep.
You think you know. All these celebrity couples. Give us a call, 888-410-1057. Looking for a player or two.
Yeah.
So LBF and I will go back and forth with a Hollywood, famous Hollywood or music couple. You think you can guess their age gap. If you get five, the first of five will give you a prize.
I was good at this game.
You were unbelievably
I
good.
I know, because I pay attention.
You were good.
To
all right,
old so, men and young women.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll just tell you a couple, and you think you can guess their age gap within a certain range. We'll give you a fine prize.
Okay, cool.
All right. We got a couple ladies on the phone who want to play this age gap game with us. We have Judy from Foxborough. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Woo!
Bit of a gap there, yeah. Judy. Yeah. All right. And let's say hi to Lynn from Townsend. Morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
That's what we want to hear. All right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go through celebrities, couples, and we'll give you each an opportunity to tell us you know, what you think that age gap is. Closest within a certain number is going to win that one. Okay, so for instance, I'll start with Lynn. And the couple is Dennis Quaid and Laura Savoy. Within 5 years, Lynn, what is your guess? How long is that age gap?
I would say 9 years.
You say they're 9 years? Okay. And Judy, what do you say?
Within, I'll say 15 years.
Okay. You got it. There's 39 years. Wow.
Yeah, we're talking what? Hollywood, ladies.
So, Judy, score one for you.
Wow.
All right, first of five. Go ahead, LBF.
Okay. Sarah Paulson and Holland Taylor.
All right, so, Judy, you go first. Within 5 years, what's their age gap?
25.
Wow. Okay, 25. Lynn, what do you say?
I'd say 20.
20? What's the answer?
Well, the answer is the age gap is 32 years.
So Judy's closer.
Whoa. Okay, closer.
Two for Judy.
Wow.
All right, Judy, that's a 32. No. All right, Judy, Leonardo.
You doing math?
No. Yeah, okay.
Whose turn is it first? Lynn?
Lynn.
Lynn. Leonardo DiCaprio and his girlfriend, Camilla Marone, within 5 years, tell us their age gap.
15.
You say 15. Judy, what do you say?
20.
The answer is 22.
Oh,
Judy.
Wow. It's all right. You still have time to catch up.
Wow.
Come on. All right, Lynn.
All right. The age gap between... Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Okay, within 5 years, whoever gets closest, go ahead. We'll go with Lynn.
30.
Wait, who was that? Who was that?
This is Lynn.
All right, Lynn says 30.
Okay.
Judy?
Oh, she's close.
Oh, boy. I would say...
Something?
32.
32.
You're saying 32. LBF, who was closer? Lynn was closer.
Lynn was closer at 25 years.
Whoa. All right. Wow. Yeah, 25
okay.
years.
25 years. Okay.
All right, here we go. I'll start with Judy, Jeff Goldblum, and Amelia Livingston. Okay? Within 5 years, Jeff Goldblum and his gal, Amelie.
I would say 30.
You say 30. All right. Lynn, what do you say? Jeff Goldblum, and I think it's Neil.
25.
Well, guess what? Judy nailed it. It's
nailed
30
it.
Years.
Judy
is good. One more, Judy.
Amelia is French for teenager.
Okay, let's give go, Judy. You go first.
All right, Judy. The age gap between Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart.
Okay, Lynn.
32.
The answer is
23.
Judy, wow.
Judy,
you're the winner. Judy, you got it. All right, Judy. Yeah, you got. You're good at this.
Yeah, Judy knows.
You're really good. Okay,
are you married to an older man, Judy?
Judy, what's your age gap, Judy? Judy, what's your age gap?
She'll never tell. A lady never tells.
No, what's your age gap, Judy, with your significant other?
Well, I don't have one.
Oh,
yeah, that's why she's so smart.
She's looking for an older man.
How about you, Lynn? What's your age gap, if you have one?
9 years.
Nine years.
Mine's five.
Are you older or younger?
I am younger.
Oh, yeah.
Spring chicken.
See?
All right.
Hey, ladies, thanks for playing with us. Judy, you hang on. We got a surprise for you, okay? Lynn?
Great, thank you.
Thanks for listening, Lynn. Okay? Yes. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What does this all prove?
What do you mean?
That men are dogs.
Is that the point of this just exercise?
Yeah.
Come on. Just it is fun. National Dog Day.
It is.
We're just having fun. I didn't think it would go that way.
Yeah,
anywho,
well, I mean,
what's your age gap?
Oh, nothing. I'm like, well, at one point during the year, it's 4 years, and I always say to Dave, right now, Dave is 4 years older than I am, and I walk around like I'm so young.
Bet you do.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, what's your age gap?
Five.
See, look at us. Who's smart now? Huh?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm choking on my coffee.
Yeah.
This is when you should stop speaking. Why is it smart for you guys to marry younger women?
Because we both have younger, beautiful women.
Oh, my God. Older women are really fun.
I didn't say that.
And also, they have nothing
to
lose. And we have good attitudes.
Just their tempers, apparently.
Jeez.
Is she packing? Look at it, because, man, she's going off.
I mean, my God, you're talking out loud, Bob Bronson.
On a big radio station, too.
Into a microphone.
Oh, boy.
Well, I tried to save you.
You did. You did. You went in. Okay. I'm done. What do you have?
I have Dancing with the Stars rumors.
Yeah. Okay.
Carol Baskin, a lovely older woman.
Hey, let's do some dirty laundry at 7:45. Your boy Harvey says pick day of the week.
Perfect day.
Don't waste it.
Yeah, just weather-wise, if you're expecting to have a good day.
No, can't help you there.
Yeah, don't call Harv.
What's in the laundry?
All right, so we're going to get to Dancing with the Stars and a couple other things. But first, I need to talk about this. Dorinda Medley out. Real Housewives of New York. Now, Dorinda, who has a place in the Berkshires, by the way, it is a palace.
Really?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It looks like a sort of Western Massachusetts Versailles.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like castle-y.
Yeah.
And it's got hedges that are
old
like...
old money.
Well, it was her husband, Richard, who was very successful and wealthy.
Right.
And she married him like 20 years ago. He died in 2011.
What was their age gap?
I don't think that much.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
10 years, 12 years.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
Dorinda is one of my favorite people on Real Housewives of New York because she made it nice. She made it nice. That was her little catchphrase. I'm making it nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Made it nice, and you women come in and you yell. Anyway, So she's gone after this season. But the thing is, the reason that she's gone, it's rumored, is because she is a mean drunk. Now, they don't care if people are drunk on that show because Luann went to jail. Well, went to, not really jail, but was arrested. Rehab. Yeah. So, like, and they're constantly, these women are in their 50s and 60s, and they drink so much and get so sloppy that even I am staring at the television and being like, wow, that's a problem. Call somebody. Call somebody.
1-800 alcohol. They're
really out of control. But Dorinda.
Yeah.
The difference between her.
What is that name, Dorinda?
It's a good name. What's that name, Bob?
No.
It's a fun name.
It sounds like a chip.
A Dorinda? Because mine's always on food.
That's true.
So the Dorindas out there, I apologize for Bob judging your name.
Please. There is one. Please give us a call.
Dorinda, please call.
But anyway, God. She's a mean drunk. She gets really, really nasty. Like, says the meanest. I've never encountered
white wine?
A mean drunk. No, everything. Tequila, white wine, red wine. She gets food on her lips. It's bad. And the lipstick, her red lipstick gets on her teeth.
And then it's
the slurring. And then she gets nasty.
So that's why they booted her?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
But
have
I really liked her.
Yeah.
When she wasn't drinking.
Well, that's the thing.
I guess.
Two different people.
I always get super happy when I've had a couple of drinks. I'm like, wow, this is fun. And then I go to bed. All right.
Okay.
Wow. Speaking of drinking, Justin Bieber had a big birthday party at his L.A. Mansion with his lovely wife, Haley, and now they're in trouble.
Brian, I think Dorinda's calling us.
Oh, is Dorinda calling
us? Yeah, we have someone
I
calling.
Hope so, because Dorinda's a nice name.
Okay, go ahead.
Dancing with the Stars, by the way. Rumor has it that Carol Baskin from Tiger King is going to be on there, and Tiger Blood Boy Charlie Sheen might be on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted Anthony.
You cool cats and kittens.
They wanted Anthony Fauci, but he's very busy wearing a mask.
Oh yeah,
busy. You like your Anthony Fauci?
I think it sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
It kind of does.
Sounds like a drunk
you know, Brad Pitt. No.
Yeah, no, that's it.
You know, I've heard that before.
And finally, it's Macaulay Culkin's 40th birthday.
Hey, now.
Kevin! Guys, I'm eating junk and watching rubbish. Yeah. You better come out and stop me.
I made my family disappear.
Yeah. 40. Forever, like, what, 9? How old is he in that movie?
He's 40.
40.
He's 40.
Was that a Dorinda or no?
No,
okay. We had no Dorinda's call.
That's a great Dorinda medley. It's like just a good name.
Hey, you never commented on my new Mexican restaurant I was going to come up with.
Oh, you're like completely like been there, done that restaurant name?
Oh, wow.
didn't you like the name of my future business? Tequila Mockingbird?
Tequila Mockingbird. Yeah, there's
I found out it's been done. Too bad.
Yeah, just
there's
too good of an idea.
Called Are You There, Tequila? It's Me, Margarita, which I really like.
Yeah, that's cute.
That would be the name of my book.
1-800-ALCOHOL.
All right.
All right, moving on. Song Scramble, number 17, up next.
80s and more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player from Rockland, Mass. It's Drew. Hey, Drew, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Drew, what do you do?
I work for a small engineering company out of Braintree.
Oh,
cool!
Smart engineering.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm not an engineer though. But I work with them.
Well, you surround yourself by smart people. That's what Bob and Brian do.
That's what I do.
Oh, hey, you want me in there? Oh, thanks a lot.
Okay. All right, Drew.
Okay,
Drew from Rockland, are you ready to play Super Smart 60 Seconds, win $1,000?
I'm ready.
Remember, just say pass fast if you're not sure. If we have time, we'll get back to it. Here we go.
How many sides does a square have?
Four.
Pyrophobia is the fear of what?
Fire.
A quincentenary celebrates how many years?
Pass.
Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago, was mentioned in what 80s movie?
Pass.
Melissa McCarthy was nominated for an Oscar for what 2012 movie?
Oh, jeez. Pass.
What is Daryl's weapon of choice in The Walking Dead?
Steak.
Anna Wintour is the editor of what magazine?
Oh, jeez. Pass.
The Raven is written by whom?
Poe.
What is an organism called that lives on or in a host of an animal?
I know this one. It's it's a succubus. That's not right. Go ahead.
What team does Tom Brady play for? Oh, but at the buzzer.
He will always play for the Patriots.
Drew, listen, yeah. some tough ones.
Some mornings I've had really, I've gotten 8 or 9 correct.
Right.
Yeah.
But today?
Other mornings, not so much.
It was one of those mornings, Drew. You got 3 right.
You had a lot of passes. We ran out of time. I'm going to give you that.
I thought pass was the answer to a lot of
them. Yeah, right.
That's
and you're
good.
Funny.
Tom Brady throws what?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. But this is our time to learn. Quincentenary celebrates 500 years. Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago, was mentioned in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Have you seen that?
Ooh. I've seen it, yeah, but I
just forgot.
A long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long time. Yeah. You got to watch more TV. Stop hanging out with smart people. Hang out with the dummies like me who just watch television constantly. Melissa McCarthy was nominated for Bridesmaids. Daryl's weapon of choice in The Walking Dead was a crossbow. Anna Wintour is the editor of Vogue.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah, he's probably not a Vogue guy.
Well, you never know.
A huge Vogue guy.
Yeah, you're more Cosmo.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Better letters.
Women's Day. And what is an organism called that lives on or in a host animal? A parasite.
This is bothering me. Parasite.
Parasite. And Tom Brady plays now for the Buccaneers.
For Patriots.
I'm sorry.
He's a Buccaneer. Yeah. Okay. Drew, listen, as you know, nobody leaves empty-handed. We're going to give you a $100 Not Your Average Joe's gift card, okay?
That's great. Yeah. Wow, thank you.
Dine on us, okay?
I'll be honest. I was preparing for this, so I was Googling if they were still in Braintree. I don't know. I didn't find out the answer, though.
I think they are. They're everywhere. There's one in Westwood. There's one in
everywhere.
Randolph, I think.
Randolph, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. There you go.
Don't you worry.
Yeah.
We'll enjoy.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Who are you going to take with you, by the way, Drew? Who's the lucky guest?
My wife, but she'll probably end up taking it.
No.
You know what? Right. Drew might not be super smart, but he knows women.
Right, Drew. You can see the future.
Oh, boy. Hey, Drew, thanks, Blaine. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
You as well.
Good guy. That's funny. His wife's probably going to want to. I'll split it with you, honey, but I'm going.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, it's 8:29. LBF, what do you have?
Bob, I have a bathing suit that you're going to love.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Not for me.
Doubt it.
Not for you, but for you.
No,
maybe
no,
for the pool boy.
Or your pool boy.
Boy. You know what? If I had a pool boy, that's what he would have to wear.
Awesome.
Yeah. Because it's not hot. All right, Brian Bell.
One of my favorite shows is having a little bit of a reunion, but not a regular reunion, but a couple of characters coming back.
That's good.
To build things.
I enjoy. Like it. And a Stephen King miniseries is coming back.
Oh, yay.
I think it's his best book ever. I think it's his best book.
Tough.
You disagree.
It's hard.
Okay.
My mother would agree with you.
I know. You're the Stephen King authority.
I like to think I am.
It's my favorite. Okay, we'll talk about that coming up. It'll be in December. You'll be looking for something to watch on the tube.
Okay. Okay. But for now, it's still summer, baby.
Yep.
And if you're not wearing a brokini, you're not living. What's
not
a brokini? Brokini is a bikini for bros.
And Borat.
And it's a like a, it looks like a, it's like a one, it's a one strap little crossover thing where you've got, it's like, it looks like a man bag, except it's not holding stuff.
Well, you're on your own.
Not going to touch that.
All right. Nope. I'm just saying, it looks like a man bag.
I said it again.
Yeah, no. And it comes in two styles.
Oh, boy.
For
yeah. High-pitched and really high-pitched.
Yeah, the pineapple or the bromingo. The
bromingo.
Yep, oh, one has pineapples and one
that.
Has flamingos.
Are you going to get one for Dave?
I am. I'm going to make him wear it around the house when he cleans the...
And serves drinks.
Wow. Yes. Wow. Oh, my God. Wow. If you know what? I almost want to order one. It's $40 at brokini.com. Mm-hmm. That if he loses a bet, he has to serve me all day wearing the
Excuse
bro-kini.
Me, bro-tender?
Yeah, bro-tender. I was like...
So what you need to do is post that on our Facebook page, the ROR Morning Show.
Oh, that one.
So people can see
it's
the
so
bro-kini
worth,
that you so think your it. Husband should wear.
It's the best bro-kini you'll ever see.
The only.
Yeah,
but
best,
go ahead.
Best. Okay.
All right, Brian.
All right. Well, speaking of... Manly men.
Man bag.
Manly men. You remember these manly men?
I do.
Before we say goodbye, Al's got a little project he'd like to talk about.
That's right, Tim. I've recently bought land up near Houghton Lake. I'm building my own log cabin.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the sound he would make?
Oh, yeah. He was a caveman. He was a manly man.
It was exciting.
Tim Allen, back on the Home Improvement days. I always loved that show.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
But there's a reunion. Tim Allen and Richard Karn are getting together for a kind of a reality game show type thing on history. And the working title is Assembly Required. And the contestants are going to have to kind of rebuild and reuse old furniture and come up with something new, repurpose it. Because he's kind of sick of the, you know, throwaway society. He's like, what if Tim Allen said, we buy, break, replace, rinse, repeat, whatever happened to repair and rebuild. So
right.
Kind of.
And the plot twist is that you have to wear a brokini.
That's
which
right.
It's a plot twist there.
Where are you going to put your hammer?
Right.
So,
must be a big project.
Stay tuned. Right. History Channel will have that. They've ordered 10 episodes.
Thanks, Brian.
Should be good.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think The Stand is... That's my favorite Stephen King book.
Yeah.
Definitely the longest, I think.
You have to sit down to read The Stand. Very long. Maybe lay down and read The Stand. It's a new miniseries based on the novel, and it will premiere December. CBS All Access said the limited series begins December 17th. It takes place in that post-apocalyptic world.
That we live in now.
Yes.
That's
been
virus.
Ravaged by a pandemic.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember?
So that's fun.
Boy, that does sound good.
Does it sound like
I
up
prefer the
day?
Clowns in the sewer.
You prefer it.
Yeah.
Give you a better fighting chance.
All right, check out who's in it. The story follows several survivors as they establish a new order.
It doesn't turn out well.
No. But, yeah, spoiler alert. James Marsden, Amber Heard, Greg Kinnear.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
Whoopi's in that, right?
Whoopi's
going to
be in there as Mother Abigail.
Yes. Right.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
And Alexander Skarsgård will be in there as
very
well.
Very good looking.
Skarsgård.
So that's going to be in December. Something to look forward to, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like the beginning of 2020.
Yeah.
And
it's. Okay. It is 8:34, sunny 77. Harvey Leonard said this is the best day of the week, maybe more. Not bad, right?
Best day of the summer.
Yep. Oh, he said
summer. I think maybe the best day of the summer.
Could be.
No, let's get out of here.
Make it work, everybody.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. That's the Eagles. It's 8:38. Beautiful day today. Sunny and 77. It's the one you've been waiting for, right?
Yep, all summer long.
This is it. Don't waste it. Down to 55 tonight. Open the windows. Maybe some scattered thunderstorms developing later today. Earlier in the show, we played that. Was it a wedding or a wedding proposal?
It was a wedding. It was an actual wedding in Marion, Massachusetts.
Okay. Speaking of thunderstorms, This has gone viral now.
It's crazy.
Check this out.
Let's face it, 2020 has not been the best year.
That's amazing.
Thankfully, they were not struck.
Wow.
It was close.
So it was like an Oceanside wedding. They were underneath the little chuppah thing.
Yeah.
And his name is Aaron, and his bride is Denise. And he started saying his vows and saying 2020 hasn't been the best year. And it was as if the skies were like, yeah.
You're right.
And let me tell you that, you know, we were talking about the thunder and the lightning and the time between.
Yeah, right.
That lightning hit, and within a half a second,
the
thunder, it was right there.
Usually it's the thunder, and then you went 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, then you see the lightning. That was simultaneous. I'm pretty sure. We should ask Harvey.
Let's ask Harvey
how that works. But the closer the lightning is to the thunder, the closer it is to you.
Right. I learned that in Poltergeist.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, that.
All right. Do you want to? I just looked it up really quick.
Go ahead, Brian.
So the number of seconds between the flash of lightning and the sound of thunder, you divide by 5, you'll get the distance in miles. Like if it was 5 seconds,
right?
1 mile.
Okay. Oh my God.
15 seconds, 3 miles. So. Oh.
Well, listen to that.
Let's face it. 2020 has not been the best year.
Right there. It was like 20 feet away.
Wow.
I swear.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is from the weather service. It says, keep in mind, you should keep in a safe place while you're counting. Thanks.
Social distance.
1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. Yeah.
Anyway.
So clown under your bed.
What's the adage for lightning on your wedding day? It's got good luck.
It's, you know what? It was kind of neat.
Worse.
It was you're
right.
That's
what Alanis Morissette said about rain, but anyway.
No, that's true. Boy, that is ironic, isn't it? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 8:53. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian Bon Jovi, or as his born name, John Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. You with your little factoids impressing us all.
Wow, that was easy. most people know that. The reason I mention it is, his son, Jake, is going to the same school my daughter is going to.
Really?
Bridget's a senior.
She's been looking for him.
Jake's a freshman.
Incoming.
This kid is too good looking.
He's okay.
Seriously?
Does he have good hair?
He looks like his dad. And his dad did okay.
He looks like, you know what he looks, no offense to typical 17-year-olds, but he looks like a typical 17-year-old.
Oh, yeah. He's like a, you know, like, he's got sitting on top of the world. He's got no problems. Although he did, I think he got quarantined. Coronavirus.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah. Anyway.
But anyway, good for him.
Isn't he going to have fun? Boy, oh boy.
Beginning. Isn't it fun to see these young people at the beginning?
I'm just thinking.
Not the end.
When you anyway, he's going to introduce himself as Bon Jovi in the class. Jake, when they take attendance.
Jake Bon Jovi.
Jake Bon Jovi. Wow.
That's pretty cool to be like that kid's roommate. Mm. I'd like want to be friends with them.
That's what I'm saying. Jake.
Go to their nice house in Rumson.
Yes.
Go to Barnacle Bills.
Yep. Say hi to John.
Wasn't Bruce Springsteen kid goes to Emerson?
Emerson, BU.
That's
one of
right.
One of the schools around here.
It's cool.
Okay. It's National Dog Day, guys. We have to make sure we mention that. National Dog Day. I know. Your mate, Norman, rest in peace?
No, we call him Poor Dead Norman.
Poor Dead Norman.
Poor Dead Norman.
Rip.
Rip.
I've got two dogs. We have Sophie and Shiloh. Bridget, and you have
Frankie.
Frankie.
Yeah.
Would you like
good.
One of the top five?
I have a friend with a dog.
That's nice.
Sugar.
Congratulations.
Sugar.
Oh, that's the dog that you
that I babysit.
Pretend to have.
Do you want to know the five most popular dog names of 2020?
I bet you Lucy's one of them.
Lucy's number 5.
Yeah. I was like, you know, my daughter's name is Lucy, and I'd be like, they're like, oh, what's her name? And I'd say Lucy, and like, oh, we have a dog named Lucy. I'm like, something you should keep to yourself.
Yeah, no, you don't do that. Number 4 is Cooper. And our oldest girl, Nicole, has a Cooper.
Oh.
Number 3 is Charlie.
Good
That's
one.
Cute.
Good dog name. Charlie, number 2 is Bella.
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 Yeah.
Bella.
Yeah.
And he guesses on number 1.
Mike.
Not Mike.
Bob.
I wish.
That's what I would name a dog. I'd be like, oh, my dog, Mike.
I love that.
Like, I met a dog once named Steve. I'm like, that's a great name.
My friends had a cat named Jim.
Yeah, like, Jim. And I had Norman.
Yeah, no, like, Jim and Norman got along.
I would name a dog Phyllis now. Yeah. If I had a little girl dog.
Well, number one, Luna.
Luna.
Luna. That is Chrissy Teigen's daughter's name. So don't say to Chrissy Teigen, I have a dog named Luna.
And a son named Mike. How about that?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.